Thinking back to high school days, did we ever have time to really take a look at nature? Today, Jane Andrews recalls how nature can bring this planet into perspective. This is A Walk in the Park.
Back in my high school science class, I decided to build two terrariums. I found two identical glass globe bowls with glass lids. In order, I placed layers of pebbles, then charcoal, some sand, then soil, plants, and rocks. On the rocks, I carefully placed beds of moss that I found in the park. The terrariums were virtually identical, except for one thing. On one terrarium, I sealed the lid airtight, and the other, I didn't. That was the one variable that would be different. I placed them both in the same partial sun location and left the rest to observation. Though both lids were in place, only one was completely sealed, and the differences were clear. The sealed terrarium developed enough condensation to drip down the inside of the globe and water the plant life within. The unsealed terrarium's condensation was minimal and evaporated on the glass. Within a few weeks, the unsealed terrarium showed signs of drought, and I had to curb the urge to water it. The sealed terrarium was strong, healthy, and vibrant, and showed no signs of stress at all. The plants were growing, and even an insect larva hatched, and the insect flew around the globe for its life cycle, and then returned back to the soil. I was mesmerized. This was a complete, self-sufficient ecosystem inside that glass globe. The unsealed terrarium eventually dried up and died. I remember how captivated I was with the thriving terrarium. It was doing better than my houseplants. I did not make the connection back then that the world was that globe. I paid so much attention to how lush and beautiful the sealed terrarium had become. I didn't want to realize how fragile the contents would be by simply having a few holes in its ceiling. Today, of course, we have a bigger picture of all that. But I can't say that I ever looked at rain the same way again. Sometimes when I hike in the woods, I notice a tiny stream breathing life into the flora beside it. It reminds me that everything it needs is right there in abundance and timing and season.
Tune in next week for another edition of A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.